Today's learning should be learning this is Chaim Luz, Hushai, Moshe, Anil, Rivka, Bas Moshe, Israel, Shram Nach, Ramesh, Vishlis, 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 Chaim, Moshe, Vimalka, and Baruch, Masar, Malka, with Yitzhak, Ben, Fegeldina, and Eschus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're starting a new simon today, Reish Samach Vav, also a practical simon, although some of the scenarios are not such typical today, but we'll see. These are a lot of things that could potentially be something that we would have to deal with. Din mi shehichshech loy baderach. So somebody is on his way to wherever he's going for Shabbos, and it gets dark, and he has a problem because he's out in the Rishus HaRabim. He's carrying stuff. He's carrying muksa. What is he supposed to do? Says the Mechaber, mi shehoye bo baderach. He's on his way. He's traveling somewhere. B'kiddush olav hayoyim. And now becomes Shabbos, and he has money with him. So the first case, the Mechaber says, he has his donkey, and he also has a guy. So the donkey part's not so probably negated today, generally, but it is possible that you have a guy with you. That could be a possibility. Says the Mechaber, but we'll see throughout the sim, we'll go through all the various different scenarios. Says the Mechaber, do not go ahead and place your money on your donkey. Because a person who owns an animal, one of the things on Shabbos, I'm sorry, Reish Samach Vav, one of the mitzvahs on Shabbos is Shvisas Behemta. You're not allowed to have your animal do work. So I cannot go ahead and place my wallet on the animal. That obviously I have to get off the animal, right? So I'm going to put the money on the wallet on the animal. The animal's doing work for me, so I'm Ivan Shvisas Behemtai. Elanois and Kisa Lein the Yehudi La Halichai Loi Lamatzah Shabbos Like Chaimimani. Give it to the guy to carry for you, and then on Matzah Shabbos, you will you'll take it from him. Now, well, let's stop and pause and see the Mishnah over here, because remember, this is not so pashut. Why? One of the things that we started very, very early on when we started Hilchas Shabbos was Amir Lakim, right? You were not allowed to go tell the guy to do stuff for you. All of a sudden over here, I have the guy carrying my wallet for me, carrying my car keys for me. Let's see the Mishnah. So first we're going to go parts. Don't put on your chamar because you have shvisas behemtai. Your animal's not allowed to do work. Says the Mishnah. Even if it's not your donkey, you just rented it from a guy. The schiras kan yelachumra. That when you schiras, renting can be viewed as mine. It can be viewed as not mine. So there are those shittas that hold, then we go to chumra either way. That if it's a chumra, if it's mine, then we view it as I did a kinyan on it, and it's mine. K'moshe kasav b'sim reish me'vav, we already had this in reish me'vav. Aval im sachas en yehudi she'elich chani l'makom pliny. What happens if I hired a chamar Uber driver? I said to the chamar, to the driver with a chamar, can you need to take me from point A to point B? Im kein lo sachas a chamar. So then I did not hire the particular donkey. Who's responsible for the donkey, that there's gas and food in the donkey, is the guy, right? I didn't rent this donkey. In other words, if this donkey would drop dead, the guy would have to find another donkey to take me. So there, in that case, it's zicha, not my donkey. In came pshita the ena yisrael mitzvah shivzasai. In that case, it would not be my donkey, and I would not have a mitzvah of shvisas behemtai. It would be better to leave it on the donkey. So what did the Mishnah tell us so far? If I have, the Mechaber told us, that if I have my donkey or a guy, I am better off giving it to the guy to carry for me, which I have an Amir al-Akam issue, we'll get to that in a second, or better to do that than to put it on the donkey, because then I have a shvisas behemtai issue. So when I have a choice of which one should I have to violate, I have a better violate the Amir al-Akim than violate the shvisas behemtai. But what happens if I have a choice between an animal that's not mine, it belongs to a guy, and a guy? So then I'm better off with the animal because then I'm doing nothing wrong. I don't have shvisas behemtai that animal because it's not mine. And so then that animal would be better than the Amir al-Akam. Okay. Now, Says the Mishaburu, just one more thing, and we're gonna this gonna this halacha is gonna be negated to a couple of different points throughout the siman, so we have to understand it. So the Mishaburu just told us when we have a choice of the guy's animal or the guy, better the guy animal. Says the Mishaburu. However, achizoyer, you're not allowed to cause the animal to walk. Dehenu, don't go ahead. And you scream a sound, and that causes the animal to walk with your wallet on it. Or shadvarim, or to give it a kick. Shemachmasay or you make a noise that the animal should go. The isa mechamer because there's two parts when it comes to me using my animal on Shabbos. One is I have an isa of shvisas behemtoy. I have to have my animal rest. So even if I'm not doing anything for it to do work, I have to make sure my animal's not working for me on Shabbos. So when it's not my animal, I don't have that problem. But there's a separate issue. You're not allowed to be mechamer the animal. You're not allowed to cause the animal to go walk for a certain purpose on Shabbos. So therefore, in summary, my animal, give it to the guy. The guy's animal, the guy, give it to the animal. But if I'm putting it on the animal, make sure that you're not mechamer. Now, mechaber said that in such a case, we should give it to the guy. What happened over here? I'm not allowed to make a shlichus from a guy on Shabbos. Why all of a sudden am I allowed to? Says the Meshur, you're right. Really, El Samir al Akim should not be allowed. However, because there was a reason that Chachamim came ahead and said, in this case, we're going to be Mekel and you could do be Oiv Amir al Akim. Why? Mishum de Kimluhu. If you're going to tell the guy, sorry, you're walking down the street and your wallet's in your pocket, you got a couple $100 in your wallet, drop it on the floor. People are not going to do it. But Yishara slave, you don't give him a mutadika way to do it. Also, the Yisacham, you end up doing something much more severe. You're going to carry it. So therefore, that is the reason why, and this is an important insight for the siman, that when it comes to these cases, the Chachamim were Mekel. Now you can't use this all over, and I'll show you why in a moment. The Chachamim were Mekel, and they said, you can be over that Amir Lakim because if not, we know you're going to be worried about your money. Now, the reason why you got to be very careful with this, right? So now we said what? I'm walking home. It's Erev Shabbos. I get late. I realize it's almost Shabbos. I get out of my car. I'm a half hour from my house. I'm going to take my wallet. If I'm going to leave my wallet in the street, it's going to get lost. And the Chachamim were worried about that. And because of that, I'm going to end up potentially keeping it in my pocket. Right? So what do the Chachamim say? You have a guy with you. Instead, we'll leave Amir Lakam on the side. You can take it home. Right? Now, you can't just go and take that theory and use it anywhere, any place. For example, Chas v'Shalom, someone's house is on fire. Right? Chachamim didn't say you can go save everything you want from your house because of Adam Baalam. Why not? Let me be over on all these Drabanans because of Adam Baalam. So there's a Svara, why not? Because the Svara, why not, is over here. If you giving it to the guy, you have Amir al-Akim, you're not doing anything yourself. Over there, you can do it yourself. Even once we allow you to start doing stuff, you're going to go ahead and be over Nisr Daraisa and put the fire out. Whatever the reasons are, just bringing out the point, we can't just go ahead and extrapolate from this to any scenario. You got to understand where the Chacham said it or not. Now, the Bizman Hazed. Now, this is a very questionable statement here in the Mishaburu. Others say that there's other places Mishaburu says differently, and there's others who argue. But the Mishaburu writes, the Bizman Hazed, the Lek Rishus Haram Lekamet Paiskim. There's some Paiskim that hold that there's no Rishus Harabim. Not so Pashut that there isn't or there isn't. Nami Dina Hachi, the Halacha would be the same. That you can go ahead and give it to the guy. Okay, let's go a little back to Mishavur. Kisal Yehudi. What happens if you have a very, very heavy package, right? You don't have just your wallet. You got this heavy package, right? By Galo in the wagon. The Yefshele Litol Yehudi, you can't tell the guy, it's a 50-pound package. You can't tell the guy to carry it. We'll see. And see if Beis, we'll get more into this, but we say that every time the animal walks, you should pick up the package. We'll see why. And then as the animal starts walking, you put the package down. And then when the animal stops, you pick up the package, you put it down again. We'll see why over there, why that makes it easier. So what should you do over here? I have a package. What the Eitzah we're going to give you in Sif Beis is not available to you. We'll see what that Eitzah is in a moment, right? I can't give it to the guy to carry because it's too heavy. The guy's not going to be able to carry it all the way to my house. So, but leaving it on my animal, I got a problem. I got Shvisas Behemtoi. So what should I do? Yirelahaknes Go ahead and be makna your animal to the guy, to alpi according to all the halachas of the kinyanim. And then be halach over here goes. So those who want to go through it, you can see it's a refresher course for how you do mechiras chametz to the guy. It goes through all the different you do meshicha and you do kesef. You do all the different kinyanim in order to make sure that the guy is totally kind of your animal, and this way, now the animal's not yours, the animal's the guy. I can leave it on the animal because it's no longer Shvisas Behemtai. What happens if you're not such an expert on how to be makna your animal to the guy? You have to at least be mafka the animal in front of three, so it's not your animal. At least you say yourself say that the animal is hefka. We learned this already that that can work as well. The oz and oival is the shvisas. Then you're not over on shvisas behemtai because the animal doesn't belong to you. The yerubinagol, however, you can't stay in the wagon. You got to get out. The yizar shaloi mechamer, and as we said previously, you can't scream at the animal that it should walk because then you're being mechaber. So we solved the shvisas behemtai, and you got to make sure not to do the mechaber. And canal b'sif sif cotton aleph, as we said previously. Va'af la'achas yosa kol ha'terem alalu. Even if you did all these things, shemach ha'kol you sold it. I hifker tzarich lezari ma'oid shlo yidnu lein le'yehudi al agol shum davar mechait shalak man agol ve'er Shabbos. You should be careful not to put any items that you took from before Shabbos onto the animal on Shabbos. Now the Mefarshim say that they're not the Mishabur is really quoting over here a Chaya Adam that's talking about a different case. So we're not exactly clear what the Mishnah Brewer is actually telling us over here because it really doesn't make sense, as we'll see in the next piece in the Mechaber. In fact, you could put it on Shabbos. He says the Asalit to Lein Yehudi b'Shabbos Amanas Lai. So you're not allowed to give it to Lein Yehudi. We'll see shortly that you are allowed to. Okay, we're gonna get back to that in a moment, the last line. But this piece in the middle, it's not so clear what the Mishnah Berurah means. Let's just do one more line in the Mechaber, and then we will stop for today. Now, Mechaber said you can go ahead and you can give it to the guy, and as your shlichus. And the guy will take it and then give it back to you after Shabbos. Then the Mechaber says, you do, even if you did not pay the guy, you don't have to pay the guy, right? Maybe because when paying helps out, because then it's al daita d'nafshei that he's doing it. But over here, the Chachamim said, since we were worried about you, if you don't have an option, you potentially are going to go ahead and do something much more severe. Therefore, you can go ahead and do it on Shabbos. Okay, now. So let's go back to the last line of Mishabur over here. Though the Mechaber said that to use this eitz of giving the guy to carry your wallet for you for Shabbos, and this way we were makel on the Amir al-Akam, and the Mechaber said that even if you didn't pay the guy, it's okay. Your rabbi says, yes, it's okay. However, it would be better if you could pay the guy for doing it. As I explained, this way, by paying the guy, at least to a certain degree, it is al daita d'nafshei. The reason he's doing it is because he's getting paid, and therefore it's better than in the scenario that you don't pay him. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Yemei Tzur Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.